Rugby League on the Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by USG Borrell, proud supporter of those who build.
Dave Kidwell, good morning.
Morning, TK. Good morning, Slat.
Oh, mate, we've just been... We've been having some discussions over the past couple of days regarding the salary cap. Let me tell you, it'll give a Panadol a headache, David.
That's right, mate. I try and stay out of all that sort of stuff, mate.
As you would. How's the week been, mate, with the Kiwis? There's a few new faces and there's been some disruptions for injuries and other off-field indiscretions.
Yeah, mate, we sort of just, got on with the job at hand, you know. We know we're up against a hungry Australian side who's... going to be a very tough opposition come tomorrow night. So we've just had to keep moving forward, mate. And we've got a couple of debutants here that are really excited to make their debut against the Kangaroos on Friday.
And recent success against the Kangaroos.
Yeah, it has been. But it's been, obviously back on some hard work, and just coming together, short preparation for this week. So, we just had to gel together and come together as a brotherhood and, hopefully put it on the field tomorrow night.
And, mate, that makes it even more difficult, that short preparation, where you guys have always thrived when you've actually had some time together. And because there's so many new faces, I guess the short preparation is a disadvantage for you guys.
Yeah, it is. But, it's the same preparation that the Kangaroos have had as well. So.
Yeah.
We've tried to do as much as we can together, and form those bonds and those combinations as quickly as possible. Some of the guys had played on Sunday, so we haven't been able to do as much as, we'd like to, but, come Friday night, we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, and what do you think the key is against the Kangaroos?
Oh, look, they've got a very good, experienced side, and, we just got to worry about what we do. Obviously we've got our strength in our forward pack, so we've got to make sure we're going forward and controlling that ball. As we know in the NRL, it's a big thing, controlling the ball and completing a high percentage.
It's funny, I don't know what you think about it, but the Kangaroos, and we've chatted to a lot of the players there, David, saying, getting this pride back in that Kangaroo jersey, but the Kiwis have showing plenty of pride in their jersey over the recent times.
Yeah, we have, and it's something that we've spoken about, and obviously the Kangaroos have spoken about too. So I expect it to be a very passionate game come Friday, and all the guys and the Kiwis are looking forward for that challenge. Up here in Newcastle, I know they love their footy up here, so we're expecting a good crowd and a great game.
You got enough points in you? I mean, you got Sean Johnson calling the shots at number seven. There's plenty in him, but overall?
Yeah, look, we've really, over the last, test that we've played Australia, we've really concentrated on our defence. On the back of that, hopefully, the points will flow from that. But, yeah, we've really had a really good concentration on, what we do well, and that's, defending well as well.
And overall, David, do you think there is enough made of these international fixtures, given that it's very much a one-off and I know it's an isolated weekend? Is there enough made of it? Does there need to be more made of it?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. As we've all said, I think the pinnacle is to play for your country. And, everyone that puts on their jersey for their country, whether it be New Zealand or Australia, there's a lot of pride there. And I think, the international game needs to keep growing and getting on a level where, that is the pinnacle of the game.
And, mate, the week away from the Tigers, do you stay in touch or are you involved or is all full focus on the Kiwis this week?
Yeah, mate, sort of had a week away from the Tigers. We had a great win against South, which was good leading into, of the boys having a few days off. Haven't really kept in touch with the Tigers to sort of just try and really concentrate on, the Kiwis with that short preparation. But we'll be back on Monday, mate, so yeah. All systems go.
Yeah, mate, we do. And just as far as your 17 are concerned, has there been any setbacks, mate? Are you going to be as per programmed at this stage?
Yeah, look, we've... we're just sort of waiting on Sean Kenny Down.
Right.
You know, so I'm sure he'll be ready to go tomorrow night, but as per program, mate.
All right, good, mate. We do thank you so much for your time. Good luck there. I'm sure you're going to have plenty of support in the crowd at Newcastle on Friday night. Thanks again, David.
Thanks for having me on the show.
No, thank you, mate. David Kidwell there, assistant coach to Stephen Kearney there for New Zealand. Plenty of disruptions, but last three times, it's been three Kiwi victories.
It's nice knowing.
They're saying all the right things, the Kangaroo players. And, you know, we chatted with James Tarmo yesterday, mate. I know you weren't here, but saying that, you know, having that Mal Meninga influence there and, you know, telling some old stories about the old Kangaroo tours. 3 months they used to be, even a touch over 3 months long. Putting that pride back in that Kangaroo jersey. Well, it all gets tested tomorrow night. The betting, the Kangaroos short price favourites, $1.18, up against New Zealand, $5.25, not $5.
$5?
$5.25.